The pandemic has accelerated a change in housing in this country that began well before COVID-19 spread. Millennials, adults between the ages of 24 and 39, continue to move back home with their parents in significant numbers. For some, it's by choice, but for many, it's a matter of necessity. Special correspondent Catherine Rampell, who's a columnist for The Washington Post, has our report.
I was an ugly child. People would tell my mom that my sister should be a model, like, right in front of me. And then I'd emerge from behind my mom's legs, like Nosferatu, like, what should I be?
At the start of 2020, comedian Nikki Glaser was riding high. A racy Netflix special, national tour, TV shows in development. Then, you know what happened.
Everything started shutting down, and I was like, I'll just go back to St. Louis for a week or so, you know?
7 months later,
I'm a 36-year-old woman who is living with her parents, and there's no end in sight.
Little did Nikki Glaser know back in March that she'd be a poster child for her generation's response to the pandemic. Young adults moving back home with their parents.
This is the highest it's ever been, stretching back to 1900 and the historical record.
Economist Richard Fry just co-wrote a study showing that a majority of young adults are now living with their parents, though the share had been rising for a while.
Many of us expected that it was going to peak and begin to decline after the Great Recession. That did not occur. It continued to rise. And now it has sharply accelerated again in the space of, 5 months.
Millions of millennials have moved back home. Many, like Eric Rivera, lost their jobs, his in public relations.
I got laid off kind of the weekend before shelter in place happened.
Goodbye, pricey Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Hello, rent-free, Hamilton Township, New Jersey.
Yes, I'm back in my childhood bedroom. It's no longer lime green, so I'm very happy about that.
Others, like Whitney Conkling, hoped to save money on not just rent, but childcare. She, husband Scott Oldebeckin, and baby Oliver are back home with her folks in Houston.
They were supposed to send their last child off to college and enjoy the empty nesting life. But yeah, they've inherited 3 more of us.
Management consultant Molly Lee, working from home, fled the then epicenter of the pandemic for somewhere with room to roam, her parents' house in North Carolina.
It's way better than my New York shoebox apartment.
John Benitez, working remotely for a nonprofit, moved back to his childhood home in the quintessential suburb, Levittown, New York, partly to help his parents.
Because of the economy, my parents haven't been working. I was helping with the groceries, helping with any expenditures the family had.
Do what you gotta do.
And some just had more personal reasons.
There's something really about this time that makes you want to be with people you love and who love you unconditionally. And for me, that's just my parents.
But even this big star had some financial motives for heading home.
There's been a lot of things that have just stopped in their tracks. That got, canceled.
Meanwhile,
I just signed a lease March 1st for an apartment in New York. I've paid full rent for a really expensive place that I never even stepped foot in, even once, for this whole year.
Marcellus Adams never even got a chance to sign his lease. Except for college, he's lived with his parents his whole life.
I did not want to leave and then, come back and be like, hey, well, I'm back.
But recently, he'd been saving up, working 2 jobs, one in a hospital emergency room, the other as an auto mechanic. He found a possible roommate and had been planning to move out in the spring. Then his hospital hours were cut, and his mechanic job was eliminated altogether. At 29, he's back at square one.
It's disappointing. There's literally no other words that I can place on that. It's disappointing.
Millennials have been unusually unlucky. Burdened by student loan debt, they've also been hit by 2 major recessions within the first decade of their careers.
Those formative years of entering the jobs market really set the trajectory for not only your career, but your wealth and income over time. So,
economist really Neela Richardson.
And this is key here, because home ownership typically is a way of growing wealth as an adult. So the longer you delay that entry into home ownership, the less time you have to build that wealth over time.
And the longer millennials wait to move out of their parents' homes, period, the bigger the drag on the economy. Fewer households being formed means less spending on everything housing related.
housing, if you add in all those housing services and buying appliances or renovating, it's about 15 to 18% of the economy. 5-10 years out, if we still have people who lost that initial step into adulthood, you know, this is a missing a part of the economy that could be felt for years.
I turned 30 while we were still in shelter in place. So in my mind, in this place in my life, I wanted to live on my own. I wanted to have really nice furniture that's not from IKEA. I wanted to have the kind of a senior role in my career that kind of was just turned upside down. And then moving home, it's like, I feel like I've took a couple steps back.
These setbacks are part of the reason why millennials are behind on non-economic milestones too, like marriage.
In terms of sort of the share of 23 to 38 year olds that are married, among the millennial generation, about 44%. Gen X back in 2003, it was about 53%.
Understandably, perhaps. It's hard to date when you're living with mom and dad.
Some women are definitely understanding, and because they're going through something similar. And then I believe there's the other side of the coin. Oh, you live with your parents? It's like, I don't know if I like you that much, you know?
And do your parents know about the boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
During a pandemic, of course, there are other risks to dating, like exposing your parents to illness.
A guy asked me on a date or like to some party, and I texted him, I'm sorry I can't go. My mom won't let me. And the last time that I ever told a boy, I'm sorry I can't, my mom won't let me, I've never done that. I never texted that because texting didn't exist the last time that that was an answer to anyone. I would, you know, like landlines did.
Other than contagion risk, how do parents feel about having their adult kids back? Some are thrilled.
Having them here is fun for us. We enjoy it.
We enjoy it, honestly.
My mother is over the moon. Having all three of us here.
Yes, both his brothers are living at home, too.
I'm 33.
I'm 30.
No, I'm 26.
Santiago was laid off from a movie theater. Mauricio furloughed from his job as a chef. It's a full house.
They love it. They wish it could stay like this, but unfortunately, we are all grown men.
Molly Lee's parents even bought a new, bigger house in May to entice her to stick around.
I wish this was forever.
But it's not all idyllic.
We're in an election year, and we don't necessarily see eye to eye.
We just don't talk about it.
At the Glazers, the fights are less about politics, more about personal hygiene.
You know, I still have a messy room, so I Venmo my mom sometimes to just clean my
really?
Bathroom. Yeah, I'm living here for free. I'll Venmo you, and she gets so excited.
Their time together may be winding down, at least according to her father, EJ. Down.
So I think you're going to get a place in the next month or so from what Nikki's been saying.
Well, I just found that out, but no. Yeah, that's what I've been talking about. I think that they need to like have their space. And
but she's still getting used to the idea.
I think they call it failure to launch. Classic millennial, like millennial traits.
She takes comfort in knowing she's not alone. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Catherine Rampell.